Awaken to the new world. Today is tomorrow. Oh. Hey, what do you say? It could be your way, it could be my way, it could be our way. This is your sunny day. This is my sunny day. This is our sunny day. Hey! Hey! All I gotta say, I think it's Thursday. No, it's Saturday, Sunday right now, but coming Thursday, I believe it's Thursday. Anyhow, there's a a continuation, part two meditation, bringing on the age of Aquarius. Look it up. The best place to look is at Cobra Info One on Twitter, or you can check out with the Sisterhood of Rose. But at Cobra Info One, CobraInfo1, check it out on Twitter. You don't have to belong to Twitter to just go in there and view what people are talking on Twitter. Did you know that? Yeah, you don't even have to belong. You can just go there on the internet and watch what people are tweeting. You just can't interact with them if you're not a member of Twitter, but you can view what other people are tweeting. Tweeting, TWEETING, that's right. And, hey, that's where to get the info, Cobra Info One, about the upcoming meditation. Your participation is needed. Because we, the people, need to take command of the situation here on Earth. Forget about government. They are a bunch of losers, deceivers, backstabbers. Well, come on. You know, I was brought up like everybody else was in America here. You know, wherever you are, I'm in America. New York City, capital of the world. That's right. And I was brought up like everybody else was in this neighborhood. And the biggest neighborhood of all. And we were all brought up to know from children that politicians are crooks. That's right. I hate to disillusion everybody, but most of them are crooks. I've mentioned it before on this show, but I will mention it again. You know, hey, this is the name of the show here is Connect the Dots, in case you didn't know who you're listening to. This is your host, Tom Edison. You should have known that already by listening to the music at the beginning of the show, but if you had just turned in, yeah, this is your host, Tom Edison speaking. A 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. Yeah, I am running as a presidential candidate, as a write-in candidate. This is the way us poor people have to do it. Yeah, I am a poor person. I live below the poverty level. These people collecting welfare and everything, they can make more money than I do, you know? I mean, really, especially with this $600 a week thing. You know, hey, I can understand it. People need it to pay the rent because that's the rents are outrageous, you know. That was something conceived by the banks a long time ago and the real estate people. Let's just up the ante on everything. And, you know, of course, who had to suffer? The poor people in this case, you know. Years ago, you could buy a house for $20,000. You could buy a house for $15,000. You could buy a house for $10,000. And then all of a sudden, the banks, in cahoots with the real estate people, jacked up the prices 10 times. That's right. It happened. Go look into the history of real estate and stuff. You know the real estate people are the ones who killed public transportation in New York City. You probably didn't know that. You'll never hear it anywhere else except on this show. You know, as a New York City resident, I happen to know the truth about New York City. You know, New York City had the greatest transportation system in the world, greatest system there ever was and ever will be, but that was back in 1939, if you do your history on public transportation. I don't know who has the biggest, greatest public transportation system anymore. You know, there's a lot of other big cities that could lay claim to that. And I'm not going to lay claim, I know, but back in 1939, New York City had the greatest public transportation system ever on the face of planet Earth. And who destroyed it? The real estate people destroyed it. Because they complained like the old elevated lines, which was a great transportation system for New York City, were hindering them from charging more money for real estate. So they had so much pull on the politicians in the area that they began to tear down the public transportation systems, the mass transportation system, the elevated rail lines that crisscrossed all over Manhattan, the most densely populated place on this planet, still is. And, yeah, there was the Second Avenue subway. People don't realize that. There was a First Avenue subway. There was a Ninth Avenue subway. All in Manhattan, they were elevated lines, yeah. There was even a Sixth Avenue elevated line. Okay, but the real estate people complained, moaned, and bitched, and they got their way. So, from when they tore down the Second Avenue elevated line, which was before World War II. And, of course, they tried to blame it on the war, but whatever. That was the official story for the public. It was the real estate people. Meanwhile, it took them 40 years to build a replacement for the Second Avenue subway. Second Avenue elevated line in Manhattan, which became the Second Avenue subway. And even that is a pathetic replacement because it only has three stations, I think, on it. And only covers less than half of what the original line did. I know maybe you don't care about that. But it's an important point to understand how wrongfully manipulated our world is. Real estate people deciding what's right or wrong for the general public. And, of course, it wasn't right for the general public. It was just right for the real estate people so they could charge more money for the same rotten property. And that's the way it played out. Plus, it costs like something, I don't know, 100 times more to build this Second Avenue subway than it did to build the original Second Avenue elevated line. And it covers less than half the terrain. And it costs like, you know, $40 billion or something, a ridiculous amount of money, you know, which is just wasting taxpayers' money. Because taxpayers had to pay for this. Yeah, that's right. When the government puts in chips in money to pay for something, it's you, the taxpayers, that have to pay the bill, you know? It wasn't done cheaply. It wasn't done cost-effectively. And because I'm a New York City resident, I know. I've ridden one or two times this Second Avenue subway. It's so damn deep in the ground. It takes you like 5 minutes to get the hell out from the bottom to the top. Impractical. Meanwhile, an elevated line, it only took you 30 seconds to walk up to the train platform. Plus, there's like I said, 3-4 stops. And as opposed to maybe 50 stops. Well, so much for that. You know, I just had to say that. And how can we ignore what's happening with the coronavirus nonsense? You know, if you go on the internet, you'll hear plenty of doctors now talking about the truth, that the virus is man-made. You know, they took a natural virus and they altered it, genetically altered it to be really a bad virus. Yeah, that's what, how it happened. And who holds the patents on this? Bill the Devil Gates, yeah. That's his nickname, Devil Gates. And fake Fauci, you know. Criminals, they are. Partners in crime, they are. That's right. In fact, one hand washes the other, and it's the fact that super-rich Bill Gates actually donated, I think, $14 million to fake Fauci. There's a video out now on the internet. Go look for it. And it talks about how these guys are partners in crime and how they hold the vaccine. Can you believe this? How can a human being hold a patent on a vaccine? Well, Bill Gates holds the patent on the coronavirus vaccine, and Dr. Fauci, fake Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci, I believe his real name is, but I have to call him fake Fauci, the one who's misleading everyone on mainstream media news. Yeah, he holds the patent for the COVID-19 version of the coronavirus. These guys stand to make a fortune in billions upon billions of dollars from this whole fake scenario. And it's all about taking control of you and killing a large percentage of humanity off. I mean, and these guys are part of this, the New World Order, you know? This term started coming out back in the last century. And their agenda, as stated in the Georgia Stones back from 1980, I believe it was, they etched out these stones, etched out these statements in stone down in Georgia, a small town in Georgia. And look it up, the Georgia Stones. And they were claiming that the population of the world needs to be brought down to 500 million and maintained at that. Well, in order to do that, you have to kill off 95% of the population. That's it, you know? And nobody was taking it seriously, but they've been working on it since then. They were working on it before that, but they publicly made a statement about that, the New World Order group, yes. The group that wants to create the one world totalitarian government. And they're doing a good job getting there right now. And these are dire times because they're slowly taking away everyone's right. They're slowly killing people off, you know. They're killing them in the hospitals with the respirators. That's right. You know, you got to look on the internet and see what the real doctors are talking about. The ones that tell you it's unhealthy to wear a mask. You know, a mask, first of all, it's a bad symbol. It's a bad symbol of like stifling your free speech. But worse than that, it ruins your health. You're sucking in your germs. You're not getting any fresh air. You're killing yourself like a stupid jerk, you know? Forget about obeying the government, because the government is not your friend. They're your enemy. Just because they give certain groups of people $600 a week now because of the coronavirus, because of a problem they created themselves, because they were stupid enough to listen to fake scientists like fake Fauci, and other con artists like Bill the Devil Gates and the rest of the New World Order gang. You know, European Union, the EU, yeah, they're part of the New World Order. WHO, who Who am I talking about? The World Health Organization. They're part of the New World Order. Don't ever listen to these people because they're all con artists trying to deceive you. And they're succeeding at it because there's such a large percentage of humanity that's still willing to listen to government. Government is public enemy number one now. The whole system needs to be wiped clean and reorganized and started over again. Everyone in politics right now that holds a position of authority when the next election comes up, whenever it may be, you better not vote for anybody who's in office now, because everybody in office now is your enemy. They are allowing this crap to happen. That's right. They're allowing it to happen. They're the ones that's supposed to be serving you and protecting you, and they're not. They are allowing the mad scientists and the evil New World Order people and the New World Order puppets to mislead everyone. And they are accepting the bribe money to look the other way. That's right. That's what the politicians are doing. I mentioned it last week. You know, when there was an investigation to see how many people were honest in the U.S. Congress, out of the 535 members of the U.S. Congress, only two people were deemed to be honest. That's right. That's an official study that was done. Two people out of 535 people were deemed to be honest in the U.S. Congress. Well, there it is. What more do you need to hear than that? Politicians are crooks. They can't be trusted. They're pathetic. They're liars. They're deceivers. They're bribe takers. They're con artists. They're grandstanders. That's the truth, and it's worse in other countries. Take a country like Great Britain, United Kingdom, which encompasses the countries of England, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales, you know, otherwise known as Great Britain, otherwise known as the United Kingdom, you know. Over there, they are all crooks. They're over 99% of the people there are crooks, you know, bribe takers, deceivers, backstabbers. What else can we call them? There's probably a thousand and one other names we can call them. But calling them names is not going to solve the problem. No, the people have to take command of the situation. You know, there's a great document coming out of the, England back when it was a separate country. It's called the Magna Carta. Look it up. That's where our Constitution borrowed a lot of great things on things from. No taxation without representation, and that's what we have again today. It's time for another Boston Tea Party, believe me, because we're back in the same situation. As they say, history repeats itself, and we're back there again because we have no representation, but we have taxes, and we need to be out there rebelling against the insanity that's going on. We need to rebel against taxation without representation. When you only have two members of 535 people ruling the United States to get to make all the decisions, your tax money is not, you're not being representative of only only two people of 535 people are deemed honest in the U.S. Congress. That's how bad it is. Well, that's tax, and they're taxing you out of your money that you earn. That's taxation without representation. Two people out of 535 people is like nobody. That's what it adds up to. Really. Because those two people will never get a majority when you have 533 people against them. I mean, really, it's like nobody is representing the general public. And that's the same how it is in Great Britain and the United Kingdom. I'm sure that's the same how it is in France and Germany. with their fake leaders, you know? Well, that's the story. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. You know, if you got something to say on top of what I'm saying or something separate, call into this radio station. Hey, the number here is, if you got a telephone, you can participate. Wouldn't it be nice? Did you ever think about that? Hey, I could participate in life. Well, in this radio show, you can participate. Not like with the U.S. government. They won't allow you to participate unless you have plenty and plenty of money. Well, it's not going to cost you anything. Everybody has free cell phone service today, basically. Certainly, if you're in America, you know, you can call in toll-free here. That is the toll-free number, 888-627-6008. If you're calling from Britain, I believe you have to put a double zero in front of that. And then it would be 001-1-888-627-6008. Hey, but look it up, check it out for yourself. If you're in America, pick up your damn cell phone and call in. Unless you're willing to admit you got nothing to say, well then just shut up and listen. Anyhow, everybody has something to say, so hey, you know, this isn't a radio show like Coast to Coast where a million people try to call in and nobody ever gets through. I used to listen to Coast to Coast, you know, George Norrie, you know, and as many times as I tried to get in, never could get in, you know, no matter when I called, no matter if I speed dialed or whatever, just couldn't get in, you know. Then when I started my own radio show, that's it. This is my radio show, Connect the Dots. I tried to email them to have me on as a guest, as a radio show host, as an author of the book, Connect the Dots Theory. And they don't respond to emails. Isn't that wonderful? And there's no phone contact with them. I found out some addresses, mailed some stuff to them, and got it returned. We don't, you know, return to sender. That was it, you know. And that's how these people are. Well, it's not like this on BBS Radio, and that's what you're listening to, BBS Radio. You're listening to the show Connect the Dots. And I'm your host, Tom Anderson, a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. My website is 2020presidenttomanderson.com. Check it out. And you'll see that I'm a real person offering real things to the American public. So why isn't the American public interested? I don't believe they're interested in supporting someone like me. Because I'm just not getting a big response. Meanwhile, like something like Bernie Sanders got, you know? Bernie Sanders, the communist bullshit artist. That's right. I dare you to call me up, Bernie Sanders. You know Bernie Sanders? Tell him to call me up. 888-627-6008. Because you took all those people's money, you conned them, you tried to talk them into socialism and communism and all the other bad isms that never work out, and took their money and conned them, really. You don't know anything about solving problems. You never did and you never will. Well, you know, bring out your track record and we'll pick it apart and see. You don't know anything about solving problems. You have no original ideas, you know. All you've ever tried to do is present Marxist ideas, things from communists and socialists of the past. You don't have any original ideas. But you were able to con people into giving money to you, and a lot of young people, you deceived them in supporting a loser like you. That's right. You are a friggin' loser, Bernie Sanders. You know? What can we say? you don't have any solutions to anything. There's a lot of problems that need to be solved, but they're not ever going to be solved the way you have presented them to be solved. You're worthless, you know? You're pathetic. What else can I say? So much for that. Anyhow, all I have to say is, why are you loser politicians allowing the secret manipulators of the weather to bust our balls? Why? You're incompetent losers. That's why you're doing it. You know? We have all this bad weather being perpetrated upon us by the secret agencies of the New World Order. Or we could even say the secret agencies of the United States, which is the leading country of the New World Order. The New World Order has their claws in every country in the world. And they really oversee and control all the secret organizations in the whole damn world. And they're going for a totalitarian government, one world government control of the general population. Meanwhile, they have their own agenda, what is it, Agenda 21, they're in with that, of killing off as many people as possible, because we're just like cockroaches as far as they're concerned, you know. And they are killing us like cockroaches. Come on, they are. People, wake up, what's being done to you, you know. I used to be a delivery person in my life, and, before I worked for myself, I worked for companies driving. And I was used to go into buildings in the Big Apple, the metropolitan area of New York City, apartment buildings, and you walk in the door, and what do you smell? Roach spray, intoxicating roach spray. I couldn't wait to get out of these buildings, you know, and I feel sorry for the people that had to live in them. You know, they were so infested with cockroaches, they had to spray the hallway so toxic it was enough to kill you. And this is what, it still goes on today, you know. Roach spray affects people, too. That's right, there's a real toxic poison, and that's what they're doing to the human race. They're killing us with toxic things. They're killing us with the water. There's toxicity in the water with fluoride and chlorine compounds. They're doing it with the air. Hey, if you're living in an apartment building, chances are there's roach spray in your hallway. Go out there and smell it, or you're so used to it, you think that's normal. But it's not. And for those of us that don't live in roach-sprayed buildings, you know, and have had jobs as drivers out there, you know, we take our packages and we have to go into these buildings to deliver up to the apartments in these buildings. As soon as we walk in the door in the hallway, we know we're in a roach-infested building with roach spray. The air is so toxic, you can smell it, literally. And there's plenty of people living in these type environments. After a while, they get used to it, to where the point where they don't recognize they're smelling roach spray infested air. But that's what we're being subjected to. And I said the water's being poisoned, and then the food is being poisoned with all kinds of crap, you know. There's all kinds of poisons in food now. Plus, most of them are I wouldn't say most, but a lot of them are aerated. In other words, like fruits coming in from other countries, you know, you would think, well, fruits are healthy food, but after they irradiated, they've killed the life force in the food. In other words, you're just eating the food for taste. The nutrition is gone because they've irradiated the food to to so-called protect you, but it's really destroying the value of the food. So you're eating for nothing, you know. People think they're eating healthy and they're not. And then there's the organic food. Yeah, organic food is way better than the non-organic, because non-organic food means it's all been sprayed with pesticides, yeah. But just because you buy organic, well, it's not necessarily organic anymore, because if the food's been grown outside and it's not been grown in a greenhouse or something like that, if it's just grown outside, the chemtrails have fallen on it. Those with those microscopic nanoparticles of aluminum and insect DNA and all other kind of bad, horrible things that the chemtrail planes spray into the air, and eventually they trickle down through the air and fall on whatever growing out there. You know, they're suffocating the forest with aluminum particles. Aluminum, one of the most toxic, deadly substances to be for a human or life form, other life forms on the planet. And it's coming down in toxic nano-sized particle dust with the chemtrail planes. So a lot of that organic grown food is toxic organic grown food now, because, you know, that's what's happening. Chemtrail planes are still flying around everywhere around the world, and they're dropping their payloads of poison into the air, and we also breathe it in. And that's further destroying our immune systems, which makes us more susceptible to catching genetically engineered, yes, genetically engineered viruses like COVID-19. So much for that. You know what's really sickening about the news? Mainstream media. The so-called experts are really not experts at all. There's just some teleprompter fool. You know, that's what all newscasters are now, whether you like them or not. They're teleprompter readers. They're not. They don't have personalities anymore, except, you know, they can pleasantly read you off the teleprompter, but that's not, they're not reading truth either, and they always introduce these fake doctors and fake scientists as experts, when in fact they're not. And there are no real experts when it comes to healthcare that you hear on mainstream media. They're all fake pharmaceutical, bribe-taking pharmaceutical representatives. These are the doctors they let talk to you on mainstream media. And it's all done with bribe money. You know, big pharma, the pharmaceutical industries that are billions and trillions in the money because they're selling a large percentage of the population fake remedies, fake cover-overs for exorbitant prices. And they have money to burn, and they bribe all mainstream media and all news organizations, all TV stations, all people of any importance into doing a song and dance for them. Yeah, big pharma. And so you can't believe anything you hear about healthcare on mainstream media, pretty much. That's how it is. You know, maybe 1 out of 100 stories will be true when it comes to healthcare on mainstream media. So that pretty much means nothing you can believe. And unfortunately, the medical industry is fully controlled by the pharmaceutical industry. And so are the colleges and universities. When a young man or woman goes to med school, they are taught pharmaceutical medicine, which involves the use of only pharmaceutical concoctions. And they are not told really how a human body works. They're told what the pharmaceutical company wants them to believe a body works in relation to using their products, and that's where it's at. You know, I'm a self-educated person, and I'm qualified to make this statement. I know what true health care is, and it's nothing as to what your doctor tells you it is. Nothing. I mean, medical, so-called medical professionals, and so-called they are not experts. Probably the best thing that we can say for modern medicine and modern doctors is they're the surgeons are good. Yeah, you know, they're great at taking your body apart like it was an automobile and replacing the parts as if you were an automobile, a mindless piece of machinery. And that's how they treat you, basically. But they're good, yeah. Doctors are great at replacing parts. We'll give them credit for that. When it comes to diagnosis of what's wrong with your body, why it's malfunctioning, they are worthless. You understand that? They are worthless. Do not ask your doctor what's wrong with you. Unless you go to a real doctor. There are some real doctors like those who practice ancient Chinese medicine, you know. I tell people if you really want to get your problem solved, what's wrong with your body, and you really want to go to a doctor instead of spending the time to figure it out for yourself, and some things are difficult to figure out for yourself, but most things you can figure out for yourself. If you have, if you've educated yourself to how a human body really works, I recommend to people go to a Chinese doctor that practices ancient Chinese medicine. You know, ancient Chinese medicine goes back 5,000 years. And it's been proven to withstand the test of time, and it works. They use only natural ingredients. And those are doctors you can still trust if they're true Chinese medicine doctors. The rest of the quacks who graduated from the universities, they don't know their ass from a hole in the ground, as the saying goes. That's right. Hey, this is internet radio, and we can just talk regular here. We don't have to worry about some censor complaining and talking about censors and all that over-control and shit. You know, that's why there are no journalists today. I just wanted to mention that. You know, we're talking about journalists. You always hear that term, journalists. Well, when it comes to mainstream media, there are no journalists. There are people that think they're journalists, but they don't really get to be a journalist because when it comes back after they gathered all their information and truth-seeking, searching or whatever, there's one of several things that's going to happen to all their truth searching. The editor is going to tell them, no, we can't talk about that. We can't bring that information to the general public. So they're a worthless journalist in that case. And if they persist in and want to make an issue out of it, want to make waves, eventually they get killed. That's right, a contract is put out on them by people who receive money to knock people off, and they're eliminated that way. And this is where it's at, you know. Why don't we talk a real conversation here? You know, there are no more journalists in the world, living journalists, because they quickly become dead journalists if they try to, and if you think that if you're a journalist and you're working for fake organizations like mainstream media, including the New York Times, you're not going to be able to tell the truth on certain subjects because the editor is going to say, no, you can't. And so any organization that claims to be a news-generating organization, that's right, any one of those organizations that claims that is not truly that if they have an editor, because the editor has the right to stop anybody in their tracks. Guy has a real guy who wants to be a real journalist, has found out some really important information. Yeah. As soon as he tries to bring it to the attention of the world, if it's on the no-no list, the editor will say, no, you reject that and make up some fake reason or just tell them the real reason. No, I can't let you do that, you know. And that's essentially why if you turn on the TV, the boob tube, you will not hear anything negative about the chemtrails. That's a no-no topic. And you will hear nothing negative about all the other things that the mainstream media forbids to be talked about on their airwaves, because they've been bribed heavily to make sure that information never gets out. And if you're a journalist and want to unveil stories about how the public is being, duped, how we're being destroyed, how government is allowing us to be destroyed by the evil New World Order, you're not going to get to hear that story on mainstream media because it's taboo. And the editor prevents stories like that from being told. And that's the sad situation we have. And all I got to say is, come next election, anybody who's in office now, anybody should not be reelected, because they're all silent about this. The truth I'm talking, there isn't one friggin' politician, not two out of 535 in America, there's not one. There's zero out of 535 American representatives, so-called representatives, willing to talk the truth about the chemtrails, about the 5G, which is a broadcasting network designed to destroy your immune system, and if you have a weak immune system already, it'll kill you. And that's what they're doing now. You know, it works perfect with the COVID-19, and just guess what? The masks are another way of destroying your immune system. And you're stupidly listening to this. Are they pointing a gun at your friggin' head and forcing you to put this mask on? Hell no, they aren't. But they've created so much fear with this COVID-19, and they bullied you into wearing a mask. And everybody is afraid to defy this order. Yeah, sure, there are people working at jobs. They're going to lose their job. Well, I think everybody should lose their fucking job. I think everybody should just rip off the mask and say, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, and fuck you. And if you can't handle walking around in a mask, then you're the one to stay home, okay? If you're afraid to go out, you know? I mean, with a 99% recovery rate, it's just like a freaking cold, you know? Go out there and catch the COVID-19 virus. It's no big deal, but it's going to be a big deal now because you've all been stupidly wearing masks and you've all been subjected to 5G for months and months. So now it has become a big deal because you didn't have the guts to stand up against this to begin with, you know? But it's still not too late, you know? Get some knowledge. Learn what it is to have real health care. And the remember, I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Listen, your breath is half your life force. That's right. Your breath is half your life force. Well, you're not getting good, healthy breath when you're walking around with a friggin' mask on. You know, now even the lying mother effers are telling you that perhaps you should wear a mask when you're in your house. More bad advice. The longer you wear a mask, the more it destroys your immune system. Then when you finally get to take it off, you're going to catch everything under the friggin' sun. And, of course, no matter what you die of, they're going to chalk it up as COVID-19 because that's what the order is been given out to everybody. Whatever you die of, we're going to call it COVID-19. You know, another lying manipulation of facts. And everybody is, you know, there's plenty of, well, I won't say plenty, there's a few of us on Twitter that are outraged about this, but there's not enough of us squawking about it. Everyone needs to be squawking about it. Your government is your enemy right now. They're killing you with bad advice. And all you people that are willing to just obey what government tells you to do, you are the problem. You know, they've turned you into voluntary saboteurs of society. Forget about, you know, when government gives you bad rules to obey, you're not to obey them, you're to disobey them. And these friggin' rules that government is coming out with now are bribed government. All governments are bribed heavily. And they'll do whatever they're willing to. They have sold you out. They're willing to do whatever the bribe money tells them to do. And they're telling you all bad advice because they're being bribed to tell you bad advice and go along with the bad advisors, too. Either way you slice it, they're all part of the problem. You know, that's why nobody in that has a position of power now, come election, the next election time, they should not be re-elected. And I'm telling them now, if you don't have the guts to tell them, I'm telling every one of those politicians that holds a position of authority now, you don't deserve to be reelected because you're being silent about the atrocity that's going on. Because you think you're saving your little soul that you can get reelected. Meanwhile, you might as well be backstabbing everybody in the back like the bribe takers are, because you're complicit with this bullshit that's going on. You know? That's why I'm running for president. That's right. That's why I'm doing it. You know, I don't have any support, but I do know how to solve problems, and I do know how about all the bullshit going on, and I do know that I have to have some kind of authority, like being the president, to really make a change in this world, because without that authority, I'm just one voice, you know? I've educated myself. I know what the hell's going on. I know everybody in government is crooks. I know about all the bribe taking. I know about all the secret projects. And I know that these things, problems can be solved easily. You know? Solution to the coronavirus, it's a vibrational, you know? It's vibrational. Go to my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. Hey, that's my name, TomEdison, 2020presidenttomedison.com. That's it. And you, right there I listed on the home page, the solution to the coronavirus is sound waves. It's vibrational. It's like a tuning fork, you know? That's it. It's that simple, you know? Don't even think of allowing someone to stick a needle into you. I've said it before, but I got to say it again because you'll never hear this. They're lying to you. I cannot believe it. It's sickening. I watch mainstream media TV to see what the enemy is doing. They have so-called people in positions of power, head of medical agencies, telling you that vaccines are safe. That is a fucking lie, period. And they can't prove their vaccines are safe, but I can prove they're not safe. Absolutely. I mean, we don't have to prove it. We just have to allow the testimonials of all the people's lives that have gotten screwed up by vaccines, and we just have to look at the ingredients. There's no logic to injecting poison into your body. Human bodies have an immune system. And injecting poison into your body is only going to make it difficult for your immune system. And, you know, why should you want to put your immune system through a havoc? That's all it's going to, vaccine's going to accomplish. It's going to put up a challenge for your immune system. And some people can't handle it, and then they end up with all lifetime afflictions. There's no logic into it. Everyone's immune system is a good immune system. The way to build it up is to eat healthy food, drink non-toxic water, breathe non-toxic air, do a little bit of exercise, get out in the sun, et cetera, you know? Use vibrational healing, music, use color healing, and that's how you get your immune system up. Vaccines are illogical. They've been perpetrated upon the general public because the doctors figured out the evil doctors figured out the public was stupid, and they were right. When they started this vaccine thing long, long ago, people were ignorant. They didn't know any better. The only reason, I've said it before, but I'll say it again, the only reason the medical profession can have any success with a vaccine has to do with the power suggestion and the placebo effect. If you believe this quack doctor is telling you that it's going to work for you, if your belief is strong enough, the belief in whatever they're giving you will work, okay? But how many people believe that strongly, you know? And that's the only success rate they can ever have with a vaccine, is if they con everybody into believing it'll work and people understand how the real process of belief makes reality. But when you look at the technical aspects of a vaccine, the ingredients are not going to help you. They have a good chance of killing you or giving you lifetime ailments. It's just common sense, you know? You need to think for yourself. Don't you dare ask your doctor, because he's a pharmaceutical salesperson. Really? That's what doctors of today are. First of all, the doctor doesn't know crap except what the pharmaceutical companies want him to know. When he went to med school, he learned pharmaceutical medicine, which is quackery, you know, to begin with. And then when he took up his own business, the pharmaceutical salesman visited him and told him, look, you know, here's the bribe offer we're giving you. You know, you promote our products and we'll give you perks. And then he, you know, like most people, okay, since you're willing to give me all this, yeah, I'll promote your products. And that's what happens when you go into the doctor's office. You say, doc, this is what's wrong, blah, 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 blah. And then he says, okay, I'll write you a prescription for this, this, and this, all of which are from the pharmaceutical company that gave him the bribe money. And that's how it works, you know? Your loved ones in nursing homes, they load them up with as many medications as possible, because the nursing homes get kickbacks from the medical industry, insurance industry, that they can prescribe your aging old grandmother on 20 drugs a day and keep her alive at the same time. They're getting 20 little kickbacks from your grandmother. And they do that with all the patients. This is what goes on in nursing homes. If you don't understand that, boy, you got a lot to learn. Anyhow, you know, aren't you tired of the government trying to shove down your throat one size fits all? Well, it doesn't, you know? One size doesn't fit all. I mean, really. Oh. And next time you turn on the boob tube and look at the person talking to you, supposedly reading you, some of it's real and some of it's not. Some of it's very biased. First of all, you have the person reading the stories to you on through the boob tube there. Nothing but a teleprompter reader. He's not giving his opinion. He's giving what the teleprompter tells him to do. You know, if it makes like he's giving his opinion, it's probably because the teleprompter is instructing him make a statement about what you just read, you know, and keep it in line with the official story. And, of course, the official story is a lie most of the time. You know, newspapers, pretty much a sham, all of them, because you can't have a newspaper, truthful news coming out in the newspaper if you have an editor that exes who's being paid bribe money to make sure certain stories never get out there. This is the way it works. Wake up. The whole thing is one big sham. You know? Unbelievable. But that's what's going on in this world. Anyhow, You know, I had to talk about all those things because these are important things. Then there's the people on Twitter. I just started following this individual, calls himself Lord Enkai Abzu 1. Now, if you know your ancient history, ancient Sumerian history, ancient Anunnaki history, going back over 400,000 years ago, Enkai and Enlil were the two sons of the superior false god named Anu, you know, god of the ruler of the planet Nibiru, or the 12th planet. And his two sons, when they came here and, you know, set up base here on our planet, planet Earth, Anu's two sons, Enkai and Enlil, took command of controlling the human race. And they eventually genetically altered us. And they're probably still here today, and somebody's on Twitter claiming to be Enkai. He was the one that favored, of the two brothers that favored the human race. Enlil didn't have any favor to it, so he's probably, if he's still here, he's probably the ruler of the New World Order from behind the scenes. So there's actually somebody on Twitter who claims to be Enkai, Lord Enkai, Abzu, A-B-Z-U. And so I recently started interacting with them. We'll see what happens. And, of course, people are always impersonating people. And, yeah, there's people out there pretending to be Jesus. It goes on and on and on and on. And we're coming to the end of the show pretty soon. All I got to say is, you know, I've done my share in life. Because I have certain talents for songwriting, talents for recording musical compositions, talents for making videos, music videos, and a lot of them are on YouTube right now. Go to youtube.com and you can punch because I have a name similar to another famous Thomas Edison, my name being Tom Edison. The computers don't always take you to my stuff. They take you to the inventor of the light bulb, Thomas Edison. But if you go to YouTube.com, I got a new video out there now called White Dots and Light Trails. Mm-hmm. White Dots and Light Trails. So you go to YouTube.com, choose, you get four choices when you go to their site. Click on the music button in the information bar, type in White Dots and Light Trails. And this is an educational video. It's got fantastic original music behind it. No vocals, just music. And you got plenty of pictures of the white dots and the light trails taken with cameras, mostly from decades ago. You know, the old cameras, the old Brownie cameras from the 20th century, they were able to pick up these basically invisible things that human eyes can't see. And so that's what this video has, if you hadn't taken notice of it. You have, look at your grandparents' photo album next time. They probably have some photos that actually have these, have captured these things. People didn't know what they were years ago. I know what they are, and I talk about them. I explained it fully in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for the show, Connect the Dots. I have the book out there, Connect the Dots Theory. It's an educational book. I guarantee anybody who reads it, you'll be a smarter person when you're done reading, and you can probably read, there's not that much text, you can probably read it in 2 hours. The most important part of the book is the pictures. showing you what is going on in our world here on our planet right in front of your nose, except it's just beyond the scope of normal vision. But your cameras will pick it up. And then you can go and find out the same things I found out by going out there with a camera and taking certain types of photographs. But anyhow, get an education for yourself. Check out my video, YouTube video. It's free. It's free. Isn't that enough reason to go watch it? That's it. Called White Dots and Light Trails. And if you're in the mood, check out my other videos. I have 17 other videos out there. I have the Subway Fantasy Rock and Roll documentary, which I claim to be the best rock and roll documentary ever made. And you might as well check it out, because I'll be having a new one, Subway Fantasy 2, coming out in a couple weeks. And it's not up there yet, but it will be up there. But check out this my latest video, and check out some of the other music videos I have. I have philosophical songs, you know, the common man talking about what's going on today. Ain't no justice, talking about the predicament the world is in and the fact that there is no justice. And I have fun songs, too, like Let Me Coax You On. It's a roller coaster ride, a visual roller coaster ride with some of the most fantastic guitar playing. Forget about Jimmy Page playing on the Rolling Stones records. My song, Let Me Coax You On, you can't touch the guitar playing on that. You'd have to resurrect Jimi Hendrix out of the grave to touch it, to come to anything even close to it. That's how great the guitar playing is. Anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. And all the music here, you hear of my music here on the show, the beginning theme and the end here of how I end my show, it's all on YouTube.com, you know? My name is Tom Edison, kind of like the inventor. That's right. This is your host, Tom Edison, calling for the engineer. Let's do the countdown and end this show. Hey, everybody listening. Tell your friends about the upcoming global meditation at the end of the month. And, you know, visit at Cobra Info, C-O-B-R-A-I-N-F-O 1, as in the numeral 1, Cobra Info 1. And find out about the next meditation and participate, because we are slowly changing our world with these global meditations. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. stop the love.